using the prototype runner's body. Fred Lebow, who co-founded the New York City Marathon in 1970, believed anybody could access the power of running. A Holocaust survivor from Romania, Lebow was, until he died of brain cancer in 1994, an indefatigable champion of the race he created, insisting it could transform lives. As president of the New York Roadrunners Club, the organization founded in 1958 that directs the race, Lebow and his bearded, animated face made New York's marathon famous throughout the world. The first race was held in Central Park with 127 runners, with only one woman among them. 6 years later, by 1975, the marathon grew to 534 runners, and soon after, talk began of widening the race to all five boroughs in the city. George Spitz, a city auditor and an active member of the Roadrunners, first proposed the idea of timing the race to coincide with the nation's bicentennial. Even Lebow initially had to be talked into endorsing the wild idea of shutting down the city for an amateur athletic competition. On Sunday morning, October 24th, 1976, 2,090 runners had paid their $5 entrance fee and showed up at Fort Wadsworth in Staten Island to start the race on the Verrazano Narrows Bridge. Like the runners, Lebow had approached the day with equal parts trepidation and anticipation. "I think Fred hoped it would change the face of marathoning," said Tucker Anderson, 65, who ran that first race in 1976